WPPJ 670, Point Park College, Pittsburgh.
Another hour of music.
Welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1998. I'm Fred Vobey. Well, it's that time. It's time for you, the membership, to be on the air. Here's Phil Wayne with the Market Scope.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for April 1998. I'm Phil Wayne. This is the month we've all been waiting for, NRC members on the air. And we got a whole bunch of tapes in, so we can only put a little bit of each on this column. So first, let's head to Miami and Mighty Mouth Mike Lance on 96.9 FM. And by the way, don't look for this station in your FM atlas.
96.9. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Brother Mike Lance. Oh, boy, I'm having a great time here. And I hope that you are, too. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm from Lincoln Petcon, New Jersey.
Yeah?
How are you, Mike?
Fine.
I think you visited there once. We went to the lighthouse, remember?
Oh, the lighthouse for the blind?
Yeah. No. Not the lighthouse for the blind. This was a very, very... very romantic restaurant.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Did they have...
You are doing exceptionally well.
Exceptionally well.
I mean exceptionally well.
Oh, my God.
A selection of music. You have a little Irish music, Jewish music, a little Turkish music.
No Turkish music. Wait a minute. You know what? I think you may be my co-host one of these days.
I think I might, too.
Yeah.
Hey, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to take more phone calls, and let me ask you a question. Hello? Well, anyway, she hung up. I want to thank Madeline for calling, and we're going to accept phone calls at 674-9609. That's 674-9609. And I want to remind you that if you're driving, please drive with extreme caution and care everywhere. Here's what we're going to do. Because I like this song so much, we're going to play it again. And let's bring on the harps now. This is going out to Madeline. And this is Lou Christie. And this is...
From ABC News, I'm Scott Feibusch in Boston, where it's the hottest July 14th in history. The mercury hit 99 degrees at Logan Airport. And from Cape Cod up to Maine, New Englanders were sweating today. Boston was under a smog alert. There's one out for tomorrow as well, when the mercury will make another run at 100. It's even worse in the Midwest. Here's Catherine Leslie in Detroit.
The Motor City is revving up its air conditioning.
Thank you, Scott. Bob Gellerstein and co-producer Bob Smiley sent along some of the sports production they've done, including this spot for John Bowker's favorite thirst quencher.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Stanley Cup!
This portion of Baseballapalooza is brought to you by Grunches, the tangy action drink. When you make the big plays, you work up a big thirst, a manly, frothy, super freaky thirst. Reach for what the pros reach for. At least the pros who don't have an endorsement deal with Gatorade or Allsport. Reach for Grunt Juice.
When I work up a sweat, I reach for the Grunt Juice to replenish my thirst.
Rich in electrolytes, ginseng, John the Conqueror root, and a refreshing splash of minoxidil.
Tastes like beef and it's carbonated.
If you've got white gunk collecting in the corners of your mouth, reach for Grunt Juice, the tangy action drink. Banned in Canada.
Al Gordon of Del Mar, California sent a great air check of his show on Killer Oldies 1290, a station that was doing very well until the station's general manager realized it was taking listeners from their hit music FM. 1290 is now a big band standards format as KMRZ.
The best oldies play on Killer Oldies 1290. Thank you for making the switch. Very soon, you'll call in to win a Killer Oldies 1290 t-shirt. Plus, if you switch from cola, a case of 7-Up, the Uncola. Everybody's making the switch to Killer Oldies 1290.
Al Gordon here saying hello to everyone we met today at the annual Unity Festival, San Bernardino, Paris Hill Park. Shook a lot of hands, gave away a lot of CDs, a lot of happy people left there. Prizes and fun from Killer Oldies 1290.
1290. The bomb now growing in your neighborhood. Get busy. Tell everybody you know about the new sound of AM. Killer Oldies, 1290. Instant request.
I'm Marie Tirello from San Bernardino, and I'm Clint, and I dedicated Pat Montana, 18 with Foot.
Play the switch. Now turn it up and enjoy the best oldies on the planet. Killer Oldies, 1290.
AM.
Trumpets doing in here. Ow! Almost knocked off my meteorology hat. Making this official. Clear tonight. Light winds low 49. Sunny tomorrow 82. 60 now at the Killer Oldies 1290. Best of my love radio station. The best oldies play on Killer Oldies 1290. Thank you for making the switch. Very soon, you'll call in to win a Killer Oldies 1290 t-shirt. Plus, if you switch from cola, a case of 7-Up, the un-cola. Everybody's making the switch to Killer Oldies 1290. Now far, far too dangerous for your tender ears, my sweet. The bomb is here now. We're the Uncola Killer Oldies, 1290.
Top of the Commodores. Lady, you bring me up. FM 89.7, KMOJ. 20 minutes before 2 o'clock. Remember, we'll have moments in history for you at the top of the hour. Unity, spoken in Swahili, is Kimoja. We're Kimoja Radio. We seek to establish unity across highway, age, and racial lines. Here's Tina Marie. It must be magic. Frankie Smith, talking about the Double Dutch Bus, number one across the nation. 65 degrees, kind of cloudy. Good day to shine your light. Sound of the Grangers. Good afternoon. My name is Gary Johnson, better known as the Deacon. I'll be with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Joy 99.1 FM, KJIL with Susan Ashton as we get started tonight. Musically, Mark Erdman in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks for making Joy a part of your Tuesday night. I need strength. Here's Dallas Holm at Joy 99.1 FM, KJIL.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Solid Gold Survey with Scott Douglas.
The freshest.
Wow! The Solid Gold Survey with Scott Douglas.
Good afternoon, everybody. Scott Douglas with you. Whoa, just kind of squeezing it together here on a Saturday afternoon. Why don't we send this one out to Dennis once again? It's the long version. This is the 50s, 60s show. Goes up, though, into 1970, and that's the year this was from a group called Sugarloaf, a two-hit wonder group. WDUK.
15JFL Canada's own, and Murray and Snowbird. It's 11:16. I am Slick Eddie Chastain for Peter Christian this morning. It is 9 o'clock at WDDT, Greenville, Mississippi, and I'm Mark Jones.
The Zebra is WZBR Amory. It is 2 o'clock, and I'm Mark Jones with the best music on AM.
KODK, Mark Jones here, Francis here.
Harris will be with us in just a little while. We'll be talking about our pets today. Got a very interesting subject, and she has brought along with her this morning Casper the Demented Ghost, who will be here in just a minute. It's 7:29.
Hello, this is Johnny Trash.
You're listening to the greatest hits of all time on a Super Oldie Weekend on the Big Cheese.
Juan D. Clarkin. Raindrops. Good oldie on a Super Oldie Weekend. Mark Jones here along with Paula Griffin. Paula is out at the boat show this afternoon. Paula's got some people at one of the booths corralled as only she can do, and here they are.
Griffin, 98 CHC Radio. I'm here at the B&B Enterprise Brothers. Great. Couldn't be a better day for it.
Paula out at the boat show, and John Pratt will be checking in with us in just a few more minutes. He's got that Wheel of Fortune rolling. You should go out there and spin it. You could win some money, too.
C-103 is KECP Canadian. Lock it in and rip off the knob.
It is straight up 8 o'clock, and I'm Cat Thomas, and we are in the middle of 30 minutes of Continuous Country with Tracy Lawrence.
Continuous Country, 104.1, WTMP, Jackson.
Continuous Country, 104.1, WTNV. How would you like to win Clint Black tickets?
And that's a hypothetical question, as far as I know.
Not at all. You could be the winner. Tune in to Brett Sharp's What Is It? Tomorrow afternoon at 5:05. He'll give you the clue, you give him the answer, and you win. Continuous Country, 104.1 WTNV. If you like to fall asleep to the rain, you got your wish. Down to 50 tonight. Rain in the morning with the Breakfast Club and 65, just clouds later on in the day. Right now it's raining and 51 with Alabama.
And that's my civil rights program for today, Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Hope that you enjoyed it. I enjoyed putting it together. Concluding with Black Radio telling it like it was. It's a minute before the hour, 4 o'clock, 25 degrees is our temperature outside. All Things Considered is coming up next. Broadcast of All Things Considered on WOGB is brought to you by our listener members and by our business underwriters, including John and Mike Fiorio of the Investment Center, helping responsible investors to make money on their principal as well as their principals. The Investment Center have locations in Ashland at the Northern State Bank, in Park Falls at the First National Bank, and in Cable at the State Bank of Drummond. And they can be reached at 800-569-4176. This is WOGB Reserve, FM 88.9, serving northwestern Wisconsin, broadcasting from the Lac-Couturier Reservation. Our time is 4 o'clock.
The mass movement led by
All Things Considered.
Indeed he is, the late Luther Allison, 11 after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the Room Full of Blues Orchestra getting us going. Good evening, welcome to another Blue Monday here on WHBFM 88.9. Here's truly Mike Duke and the Jam and Ice Meister, playing the best in some blues and some old and some new with a few things the same play.
Or as they say out in the island, eight bells and all's well. The Parks and Recreation Department of San Diego invites you to spend a day in the park by taking a picnic, go for a visit, or just fly a kite. Yeah, go fly a kite. The many parks of San Diego, KCBQ cares about you.
People come on.
KCBQ. This is Brent. Brent playing the music for you at 8:22.
I'm right.
Good evening.
Welcome to the wonderful
KCBQ.
Your Super Internet Radio receiver with Fred. And I'll tell you what, our weather looks like this. Remainder of tonight, you can expect cold temperatures in the high 60s.
You're listening to Stereo 96 WHFD on the anniversary show of Richards on the Radio.
Who cares anyway?
I do.
Today, you can... Music machine.
And this is your self-winding music machine, WTHM in Lapeer. 27 minutes after 4 o'clock with Heavy Fred on a Saturday afternoon. A little bit ahead of myself with that, you know, that's the way it goes. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Just remember, the music's on us at your Great American Music Machine. That's us. WTHM and a song for Bob on the request line. This is Captain and Tennille.
Great community.
422 with Richards on the Radio. If you have something you'd like to hear, I'd like to hear you. The Wisconsin hit line is open at 836-0041. Here's Jim James, and now is the time at Music Radio 79 Q.
Now is the time to sip and now is the time to see the light.
Jim James, now is the time at Music Radio 79 Q. And if you don't have a copy of the 79 hit list, you don't know what you're missing. If you'd like to get a copy of the 79 hit list, just drop by any record store here in town and ask for one. They're free for the asking. And of course, free for the asking at 79Q is the real thing. Catchy segue, huh? Fred Richards sitting in for Jay Austin. Jay will be back tomorrow evening at the same time, same place on your radio dial. Radio 79Q, Elton John Island Girl. Oh, and I'd love to see her palm trees. I don't know about you, I'd give 50 cents to see them. Would you?
That's right!
Music Radio 79Q, Bay City Rollers, I only want to be with you. Our engineer here tries to make it all like a hardcore. Comes walking into the studio, throws 50 cents in my hand. He says, go get me a cup of coffee, boy. I showed him. A couple cups that have been laying around here for a week or so. Poured it into one cup, handed it to him. That's the best cup of coffee you'll ever get, Bill, especially when you call someone boy. WAQ thinks you should know that the tap line is a place where you can get advice if you want it or help if you really need it. If you need someone to talk to, call the tap line at 834-1212. The tap line is a participating agency in the Eau Claire United Way.
And thanks to all of you for your help and participation. I hope you enjoyed this market scope as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Now remember, next month we'll be featuring April Fool's Day morning shows, and we need your help in recording Fool's Day radio bits. Maybe someone down in the Cincinnati area could record the WEBN Fool's Day parade and send that to us. Now please mark your calendar as a reminder and get up early and stick the tape in the cassette machine. Record the best morning bits in your market and send your tapes to me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue. That's M-I-D-L-A-N-D. In Findlay, that's spelled F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Ohio, 45840. And please send them out so they arrive by about April 10th. And with your help, we can put together another exceptional column. Thank you so much for your help. Also, Fred and I have discussed putting together a tape with all the programming that I didn't have time to include on this month's Market Scope. Fred will have information on that shortly. And speaking of the man, here he is.
Did I really sound that bad 20 years ago, Phil? Don't answer. Let's just move on. At this point in the tape, I was going to have an article entitled Air Checking as a Hobby. But as it turns out, the article is very, very long, and I didn't want to break it up into several issues. In fact, it's approximately 38 or so pages. So what we're going to do is feature this on After Dark number 8. Now, don't send any money in. Don't ask any questions. We'll announce it on our next edition, and we'll have all the details on it. But After Dark number 8 should be out by the time this magazine rolls around next month. Hey, have you ever wondered how DXing was 10, 20, 30 years ago, you know, when that bad voice guy was on the radio? Anyway, here's Skip Dabblestein to tell us a little bit about DXing and frequency checks.
Thank you, Fred, and greetings, everybody, from the Valley of the Sun, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. For the next few minutes, we're going to take a little trip into DXing nostalgia. I invite you all to come along with the ride. Next year will mark my 40th year in the broadcast band DXing hobby and as a member of the National Radio Club. I first joined the club at the age of 13 back in Omaha when the annual Labor Day convention was held in my hometown. Through the years, I've seen literally hundreds of members come and go, but it is interesting to note that after all this time, there remain three members who were my fellow Omaha DXers when I first got involved with the NRC back in 1959. Ernie Wesolowski and Carl Murray Mann continue to reside and actively DX in Omaha. The third member is John Sampson, who is now a part-time neighbor of mine here in Arizona. Whenever I get together with these DXing friends, the conversation invariably turns to the differences between the broadcast band and DXing hobby today as compared with what it was like back in the 50s and 60s. We often wonder if we would have gotten as interested as we did if today's conditions existed back then. In those good old days, many frequencies had few, if any, all-nighters, particularly on Monday morning. Moreover, daytimers could sign on with full power and facilities as early as 4 a.m. local time. There was also a lot of live programming at night, so you didn't have to wait until the top of the hour for an ID or some indication of just who it was you were listening to. Another source of many interesting DX catches was the regular frequency check. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to accumulate some 2,500 verification cards and letters from AM stations. At least 500 of these represent loggings of frequency checks. Frequency checks are broadcasts conducted during the midnight to 6 a.m. experimental period to determine whether the station is operating on its assigned frequency and within the prescribed limits. In the early days of radio, the FCC conducted frequency checks from its own monitoring stations. However, with the advent of commercial monitoring companies, the FCC turned this activity over to the private sector. Some of the more popular monitoring companies in my part of the country back in the 50s and 60s were Commercial Radio Monitoring Services in Lee Summit, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City, and Phelps Radio Laboratories in Minneapolis, Minnesota. As I stated, most frequency checks were conducted during the early morning hours with the usual duration of 15 minutes. Typically, they were conducted on the same day and the same time period each month, such as the first Monday from 1:15 to 1:30 a.m. The program content usually included periods of 1,000 cycle tone with pauses for identification announcements every 5 minutes. The tone was intended to assist the monitor in determining the station's carrier among the many that may be at the frequency at the same time. Some stations below the Mason-Dixon line use telephone dial tone instead of the 1,000 cycle tone. The existence of frequency checks provided DXers with outstanding opportunities to log some really great catches, particularly on graveyard channels, where stations could transmit with their 1,000 watt day power, as other stations on the frequency were limited to the then maximum of 250 watts at night. Based on input from members and monitoring companies, at the beginning of each DX season, the National Radio Club published an annual listing containing the times and dates of regular frequency checks. There were literally dozens to listen for every morning of the month. One could easily add to his DX log by patiently listening during the early morning hours for the tones and ID announcements of stations checking their frequency. For the next few minutes, please join me on a trip back into DXing history. Listen with me to some of the frequency checks I was able to hear from my DX listening posts in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska. See if you don't agree how exciting searching for frequency checks could be.
KMZM Albuquerque, New Mexico, conducting frequency measurement test. KMZM at 730 on the radio dial. Albuquerque in New Mexico, conducting frequency measurement test in cooperation with Commercial Radio Monitoring Company in Kansas City, Missouri.
Radio station WCPN, Yelko, Wisconsin, conducting a standard frequency check for the Phelps Laboratories, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
This is KTNM Radio in Tucson, Gary, New Mexico. Fortunately, the kettle black holes on the air for a frequency measurement test. And dial for 1,000 black holes only. It is now 3:30 with Greg Jarrett at KAAD Radio Station 1240 in New Iberia, Louisiana. This concludes the frequency test, and we now sign off. KSC 990 kilocycles in Artesia, New Mexico, on the air for our regular frequency check. KEMM 560 kilocycles in Arcesia, New Mexico, on the air for our regular frequency check. KWRF Radio, Warren, Arkansas. KWRF Radio, Warren, Arkansas, conducting our monthly frequency test on 960 kilocycles.
KTHS Berryville, Arkansas. For the past 10 minutes, KTHS Berryville, Arkansas has conducted a frequency measurement test. KTHS Berryville, Arkansas now leaves the air to return to its regularly scheduled program at 6 o'clock this morning. KTHS Berryville, Arkansas.
KAMI, Cozad, Nebraska, conducting a frequency check with frequency measuring service, Denver, Colorado.
This is radio station KKIM, Albuquerque, New Mexico, on the air for an equipment test and frequency measurement. KKIM operates on an assigned frequency of 1,000 kilohertz with a power of 10,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Offices, studios, and transmitter are located at 301 Los Ranchos Northwest in the beautiful North Valley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. 19 minutes past the hour of midnight, Mountain Standard Time. Coming your way now with a 1,000 cycle tone.
You have been listening to a frequency broadcast coming to you from radio station WBPS in Bridgeport, Alabama. This is yours truly, Roy C. McCloud, wishing for you a very, very good morning.
KWLA 15FB 30 kilohertz, Miami, Louisiana. For the past 15 minutes, KWLA Miami, Louisiana has been conducting a frequency check. KWLA Miami, Louisiana now leaves the air.
At this time, radio station KFLN in Baker, Montana concludes its frequency check. KFLN operates on an assigned frequency of 950 kilocycles and a power of 5,000 watts from 6 a.m. until sundown local time, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. KFLN is owned and operated by the Empire Broadcasting Corporation, with studio and transmitter located on beautiful Moore Lane, Baker, offices in Glendive and Miles City. On behalf of the entire staff and management of KFLN, this is Grant Gleason bidding you a very pleasant good evening.
This is G.G. Radio, Billings, Montana, operating on the assigned frequency of 790 kilocycles, the authorized power of 5,000 watts on the air for frequency check purposes.
Radio 1450 Riverton, Wyoming. This has been the frequency measuring test. This is KBW Radio 1450 Riverton, Wyoming.
This is KNBI Radio, Northern Kansas, on the air for a frequency check.
This is WKRG Radio in Greenville, Georgia, now going over to conduct a frequency measurement. This is a test broadcast of WKRG Greenville, Georgia.
Okay, it operates on the assigned frequency of 1,570 kilocycles and has a power output of 9,000 watts. This is KLLA 1570 in Louisville, Virginia, with a frequency check.
WGLE, Fort St. Joe, Florida. On all tests of WGLE, frequency checks, and so forth, we invite signal reports, either written or prepaid calls. All reports will be verified. This is radio station KCUZ, Clifton, Arizona, conducting a frequency check. KBTA in Batesville, Arkansas. KBTA has been broadcasting on its assigned frequency of 1,340 kilohertz at a power of 1,000 watts for a frequency check. KBTA now leaves the air to resume normal programming at 0530.
This is radio station KJBC. We have been on the air for the past 20 minutes for the purpose of booklet check. KJBC in Midland, Texas. We now leave the air.
This is station KCJB Radio in Minot, North Dakota, operating on a frequency of 910 kilocycles at a power of 1,000 watts. On the air for frequency check.
Boy, those were really the good old days. But as they say, all good things come to an end. As the DXing hobby progressed through the 1970s and 80s, the number of frequency checks dwindled significantly. That may be attributed to technological advances that permitted stations to more closely and precisely monitor their frequencies internally, combined with the reduced role of FCC oversight and monitoring. Today, there are very, very few stations that opt to have their frequency checked by a monitoring service, and even fewer who do that during the early morning hours. One more source of DXing entertainment and enthusiasm has gone by the wayside. I hope you all enjoyed this little piece of broadcast band DX nostalgia. For the National Radio Club, this is Carl Dabbelstein saying 73s and good DX.
And now here's Ken with an interesting article about a play-by-play announcer.
Hello there, sports fans. Ken Honestjuck here, DX Audio Service. This was from Tuesday, January the 20th in the Chicago Sun-Times, and I really would like you to know about this. From Inglewood, California. Like children, the Spice Girls and Shaquille O'Neal, streaks should be seen and not heard. Cal Ripken Jr. has played in 2,478 consecutive baseball games. A.C. Green has appeared 934 straight NBA games. Those enduring athletes have received major attention. But Chick Hearn's streak is strictly word of mouth. The Los Angeles Lakers basketball play-by-play announcer hasn't missed a game since November 20th, 1965, when the Lakers played San Francisco in Las Vegas. Bad weather forced the Aurora, Illinois native to miss his flight. Hearn broadcast his 3,000th consecutive game Monday afternoon when the Lakers beat Orlando 92-89. Hearn was honored at a halftime ceremony before a sellout crowd at the Forum. Actor Jack Nicholson stood at courtside whistling, cheering, and leading a long-standing ovation for Hearn at halftime. Hearn looked over at Nicholson, still slightly disheveled after winning a Golden Globe Award Sunday night. Chick said, "With apologies to Jack, it's good as it gets. I dedicated my life years ago to do as good as a broadcast as I possibly could. Hopefully we'll have many years to come and many championships to celebrate." After the game, Hearn said, "I darn near cried. I felt the love of the fans so much, but I didn't. I kept looking at Jack Nicholson. He was making funny faces." Even with the Lakers trailing 46-41 at halftime, Hearn got the event's biggest laugh when he said, "Let's go Lakers, you're playing like dogs. If they play the third quarter like they're playing the first half, I'm going to buy them Alpo." Chick, who attended Bradley, got the name Chick when, as an AAU basketball player, he was given a box of sneakers, only to find a live chicken inside. An upbeat announcer with run-and-gun diction, Hearn rarely puts his foot in his mouth. He is best known for his chickisms. Hearn coined the term slam dunk. Hearn also cooked up the mustards off the hot dog, faked into the popcorn machine, ticky-tacky foul, and 20-foot layup, which he used to describe the deadly outside jump shot of former Lakers star Jamal Wilkes in the late 70s. Last month, when the United Center game clock malfunctioned and delayed the start of the Bulls-Lakers game, Hearn said, "Isn't it the way it goes? You plan everything and the turkey burns." Hearn takes his job seriously. He arrives at the Forum 3 to 4 hours before the opening tip. Hearn still warms up before a game, doing a quarter of imaginary play-by-play. During the game, he often thinks about his non-sighted fans, enabling him to better focus on detail and paint as accurately a word as possible. When Jack Kent Cook owned the team, he'd always give away 200 radios to the blind fans. Hearn said, "Boy, you'd see these people up and down screaming and yelling. I tried to give them my word's eye view to create a picture with words. If you can do that for blind people, you can do it for anybody." Lakers fan Mike Williams, who was blinded in 1986 in a drive-by gang shooting at the convenient Marty Rand, said, "Hearn is the next best thing to having sight. Not only does he give you the play-by-play, he tells you what the coaches are doing, who's in the audience, and what the players' hairstyles are. I really appreciate that." And I love his phrases, especially, "I could have called that with Braille," which Hearn uses to critique a referee's call. "My wife goes to all the Laker games. She tries to get me to go with her, and I feel better at home with the radio and Chick. I can follow the game in my mind. I tell my wife to close her eyes and follow the game with Chick. She does it all the time." Hearn said he never dreamed he would become a broadcaster. "I got a call one day from a man who owned a radio station, Aurora. He said he had a high school game to broadcast. The announcer got sick. I'd been a player and a referee, but I said, heavens no, I'll never get behind a microphone. but he liked it, and I liked it, and that's what started it. How much further am I going? I'm going as far as I can. I'm going until I don't look forward to the game with great anticipation. I don't care if they're playing Denver, if they're playing Jordan and the Bulls. I get excited for every game. Fortunately, in the second half today, we threw away the elbow. As usual, Chick Hearn left him laughing.
It's time now for our musings to the members.
Good morning. This is Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts, on the 23rd of February with a piece of very distressing news. 1430 WXKS Everett Boston is no longer Music of Your Life. They have changed to Bloomberg News Radio.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Lucille Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts, calling. After speaking with the people at WXKS 108 FM, they tell me that the Bloomberg Business Radio will be airing from 5 to 10 a.m., and the calls they've been receiving have not been favorable, so hopefully they will revert back to Music of Your Life 24 hours a day, as I suggested they do.
Hello, DXers. This is Tom Rothrock in Hagerstown, Maryland, reporting the WPHG, as in We Proclaim His Glory, is now on the air there in Atmore, Alabama on 1620. I've heard them here, and in the conversation with them, they tell me they've been heard in California, Oregon, and Minnesota. So I thought that would be a good DX catch for a lot of people, which I thought I would share with everyone.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpa here with a cold on February 27th. It seems to be official. AM 1150 KXTA is now 50,000 watts. I say it seems to be official because I haven't heard them specifically say, but I noticed as early as last Sunday, being the 22nd, that they were quite a bit stronger, and on the morning of the 26th, Thursday, in the early morning hours of 3 and 4 o'clock, they and KSL were equal strength.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, and I'd be interested to know what kind of receiver and antenna were used by Bruce Conti to record those long-wave air checks on the March DX Audio service. Were they done at the shore or at Bruce's home, and would you say that was more or less typical reception for midwinter? And maybe John Bowker or someone can tell us, was long wave ever considered for commercial broadcasting in the United States? Maybe back in the 30s, during that time when stations like WLW were experimenting with super high power. If it was not considered, why not? And if it was considered, why was it rejected?
Hi, all your service members. This is Bill Koppelman, N0JIO, in Denver, Colorado. And I'm a new air check collector. And I thought I'd like to put a message about this on my on the Muse area. And I'm really not too picky at this particular point, but I really would like to get some air checks from the St. Louis area, especially, and just about Cincinnati, just about any place, Tennessee, Florida, places like that. If you want to email me about this, you can do so by writing to n0jio@delphi.com, D-E-L-P-H-I.com. Otherwise, write to me at Bill Koppelman, K-O-P-P-E-L-M-A-N-N, 1255 Galapagos Street, G-A-L-A-P-A-G-O Street, number 314, Denver, CO 80204.
Hi, Fred and DX Audio Service members. This is Dale Ham calling from Austin, Texas. TJ in Sycamore, Illinois. The station you heard from Houston is KKBQ, Bravo, Quebec. Recently, they dropped their AM format from their FM, and now they're easy listening over there on that side. That's what you heard was KKBQ. I guess my furthest DX domestic AM station would be 640 KFI out of Los Angeles. So about a year or so ago, I captured that station early one morning about 6 a.m. And it was quite interesting here in KFI here in Austin.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. It's Monday, March 2nd, 1998. The furthest I picked up on Skip was Camdington, Michigan. KCBO, I believe it is. I've also picked up WKAR in East Lansing. And I've also picked up a few stations in Texas, such as KETR at 88.9. KCBO is 91.9, I do believe. And I've also picked up a station from Clinton, Michigan, I think it is, and many different areas. Anyway, I enjoy the audio service and keep up the great work, and I ordered the AM, FM, TV, SAP, and SCA receiver. I'm looking forward in getting it. In radio news, what's happening, WIOD switched formats. They are now News Radio 610, and WINZ is known as Super Talk 940.
Hi, Fred, members of the DX Audio Service, Dale Ham in Austin, Texas. Here a few days ago, I came across somebody transmitting the National Weather Service frequency on 800 kilohertz. I've requested around town people to try to locate where this is being transmitted from and checked with the Lower Colorado River Authority, and they don't claim credit for it, so I don't know if we've got a pirate on just transmitting the weather or not, but I'm going to look into this, and I'll leave a message later as to the circumstances of 800 is transmitting the weather here in Austin.
Hi, this is Gary Kettler in San Marcos, Texas, at least for the moment. And I think it was TJ who was asking about Q Country in Houston. That is KKBQ FM on 92.9 in Houston. And they're 100,000 watts. I think they're up about 1,800 and something feet. There have been some other changes around here in the last few months. 790 in Houston, which used to simulcast with KKBQ, has gone a big band satellite. I think they're using satellite music network service, whichever one Eddie Hubbard and Joel Fascina work for. Their call will soon be KBME for the best music ever. The 1250 station in San Antonio has gone Spanish. They're using the Radio Unica service. And they were heavy metal. KZDC was their call, and I think it still is. Also, the 1260 station in Taylor, Texas, about 30 miles northeast of Austin, KTAE appears to be adding more and more of that same Radio Unica service also.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on the 14th of March. We have a change in Modesto Radio. 860 KTRB used to be Spanish. It is now simulcasting with 107.5 KMPH in the San Joaquin Valley, Hanford, Fresno. So KTRB and KMPH are now simulcasting, and they also will simulcast the 10 o'clock news with KMPH Channel 26 in the San Joaquin Valley. Modesto's about 90 miles away from where Tulare and Fresno is, so that'll give News 107.5 a big reach.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And that's just about it on the DX Audio Service for April 1998. We just flat ran out of time. So we'll have Ken back with some more sports stories. Of course, the air checks from April 1st from you, the membership, and more convention information. So we hope to have you back next month on the DX Audio Service. Don't forget, we'll have information on After Dark number 8 as well. That's it. That's all. There is no more. So we'll say 73. Good DX. And be sure to get out there and support radio.
WNVY, Pensacola.